Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2008. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme, from 9.
Now, you'd expect a crime thriller writer to favour edgy contemporary music, such as the Alabama 3 provided for the Sopranos theme. Either that or a touch of operatic grandeur, which always offers a nice counterpoint for physical brutality. But choosing your Inheritance Tracks is something different. Jeffrey Deaver created the brusque quadriplegic detective Lincoln Rhymes, and his forensic adventures have sold millions, 20 millions to be exact. Here Jeffrey reveals the means and the motive for his Inheritance Track choices.
The music that I inherited, and it's a tune that I listened to thanks to my father many, many times, was Rafe Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on Greensleeves. I, being a former folk singer, used to play Greensleeves, but it was Vaughan Williams' adaptation of that that I remember my father listening to every weekend. He was a writer as well, and an artist, and he found some inspiration in the music. So I would be down in his studio where he was either writing or was working on his art, listening to that first scratchy sound of him setting the needle onto the LP, and then me sitting back in an armchair and pulling out a book, and I would read while he painted or he wrote. When I was a child, I was a nerd, but I wasn't a nerd in the modern-day sense, which means I had some kind of patent in a semiconductor product and billions of dollars in stock options. I was a real nerd. I was pudgy and clumsy. I had no talent for sports whatsoever. I was bookish, reclusive, and I found a lot of pleasure and actually in some way, I guess I would say, psychological safety in reading. One of the interesting things about that piece of music was that it has a medieval or a fantastical element to it. And when I was, I think, about 9 or 10, I bought a book called The Hobbit. I took my hard-earned money from my allowance and read that book, fell absolutely in love with Tolkien, and was astonished and delighted to see that The Hobbit was simply the prelude to a much richer and deeper story. And Tolkien influenced me as a writer, although I don't write fantasy books. And I remember Rafe Vaughan Williams' tune going through my head as I was reading both The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. I have too much respect for your listeners, so I won't hum a theme now, but I it's going through my head right at the moment. There is something about the combination of those notes that resonates within the human heart. I do find it quite remarkable that this has that ability to move someone. The song that I would like to pass on to my partner's son, Robbie, is a version of George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, but not just any version. It is Marcus Roberts' version. Marcus Roberts is a blind jazz pianist known for his interpretation of the standards. The arrangement he has done of Rhapsody in Blue is transcendent. the concert that Robbie, my partner's son, and I saw had been scored for piano, that's his instrument, and 16 saxophones, all the way from tenor down to bass saxophone. I didn't even know a bass saxophone existed, frankly. It's quite an impressive instrument. And what I found most stunning about that performance was that I thought I knew and could sing very badly, but still could sing every note in Rhapsody in Blue. I was so familiar with it. And that performance and the subsequent CD that I raced out and bought afterwards told me, no, I didn't have a clue. I did not know that piece at all. Because music is a jumping off point. And it's then that the artist brings the interpretation to that piece. And as in all fine art, enlightens us, expands our horizons, transcends what we thought we knew about it. Marcus Roberts' Rhapsody in Blue, I think, is very relevant to my current work. I am very cognizant of what my fans want. They spend a lot of time and a lot of money invested in my books. So what I do when I approach a new book is to say, my fans deserve what they expect. I'm not going to write about aliens or science fiction. I'm going to give them the kind of murder mystery that they've come to expect. But I also have a responsibility to reinterpret that story. But then I need to do, as Marcus Roberts did with Rhapsody in Blue, take the old and make it new.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.